I sat at the word processor for 4 hours this morning and did not once think of a drink or any sort of mind-altering drug. I think I'll call this one The Wastelands. October 9th, 1989. No, Wastelands, two words. As in the T.S. Eliot poem, his is actually The Wasteland, I think. January 19th, 1990. Finished The Wastelands tonight, after a marathon 5 hour session. People are going to hate the way it ends, with no conclusion to the riddle contest, and I thought the story would go on longer myself. But I can't help it. I heard a voice speak up clearly in my head, as always it sounds like Roland's, saying, "You're done for now. Close thy book, wordslinger." Cliffhanger ending aside, the story seems fine to me, but as always, not much like the other ones I write. The manuscript is a brick, over 800 pages long. And I created said brick in just a little over 3 months. Unfucking real. Once again, hardly any strikeovers or retakes. There are a few continuity glitches, but considering the length of the book, I can hardly believe how few. Nor can I believe how, when I needed some sort of inspiration, the right book seemed to fly into my hand time after time. Like The Quincunx, by Charles Palliser, with all the wonderful, growly 17th century slang, "I so you do," and "so you will," and "my cully." That argot sounded perfect coming out of Gasher's mouth, to me at least. And how cool it was to have Jake come back into the story the way he did. Only thing that worries me is what's going to happen to Susanna Dean, who used to be Detta Odetta. She's pregnant, and I'm afraid of who or what the father might be. Some demon? I don't think so, exactly. Maybe I won't have to deal with that until a couple of books further down the line. In any case, my experience is that in a long book, whenever a woman gets pregnant and nobody knows who the father is, that story is headed down the tubes. Don't know why, but as a plot thickener, pregnancy just naturally seems to suck. Oh, well, maybe it doesn't matter. For the time being, I'm tired of Roland and his quartet. I think it may be a while before I get back to them again, although the fans are going to howl their heads off about that cliffhanger ending on the train out of Ludd. Mark my words. I'm glad I wrote it, though, and to me the ending seems just right. In many ways, Wastelands feels like the high point of my make-believe life. Even better than The Stand, maybe. November 27th, 1991. Remember me saying that I'd get bitched at about the ending of Wastelands? Look at this. Letter follows from John T. Spear of Lawrence, Kansas. November 16th, 91. Dear Mr. King, or should I just cut to the chase and say, dear asshole, I can't believe I paid such big bucks for a Donald Grant edition of your gunslinger book, The Wastelands, and this is what I got. It had the right title anyway, for it was a true waste. I mean, the story was all right, don't get me wrong, great in fact. But how could you tack on an ending like that? It wasn't an ending at all, but just a case of you getting tired and saying, oh, well, what the fuck, I don't need to strain my brain to write an ending. Those slobs who buy my books will swallow anything. I was going to send it back, but will keep it because I at least liked the pictures, especially Oi. But the story was a cheat. Can you spell cheat, Mr. King? M-O-O-N. That spells cheat. Sincerely yours in criticism, John T. Spear, Lawrence, Kansas. March 23rd, 1992. In a way, this one makes me feel even worse. Letter follows from Mrs. Coretta Veely of Stowe, Vermont. March 6, 1992. Dear Stephen King, I don't know if this letter will actually reach you, but one can always hope. I have read most of your books and have loved them all. I am a 76 years young grandma from your sister state of Vermont, and I especially like your Dark Tower stories. Well, to the point, last month I went to see a team of oncologists at Mass General, and they tell me that the brain tumor I have looks to be malignant after all, At first they said, "Don't worry, Coretta, it's benign."